You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Hi.
Good evening.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yep, this is our first show coming up to the New Year.
Yeah.
Usually, it's fun to do the New Year.
Yeah, we're all having fun.
Yeah, we're all. Hey, we're gonna. I'll be in downtown LA.
Oh, will you?
Watch out
I'm
for
the
rose
parade.
A little Japanese event for the New Year. Mm-hmm. I'll have my mochi. Have my little mochi and mochi ice cream.
Fun.
And they have New Year's. They have a wonderful thing if you want to experience something interesting, fun.
Yeah.
And they do blessing for the New Year.
That's always nice.
It's really nice.
Where so in downtown?
Downtown LA, Little Tokyo.
The temple, one of the temples.
Little shout out to East West Players.
Temple, every time you pray at that temple, mm-hmm. and it's something.
The one on 3rd?
Yeah.
What is that?
Second Street.
Second and the other one. But you got to give the homeless people a little money to watch your car.
Right.
Beautiful
I give
Christmas
money to watch
tree.
My car. When I'm there, I said, watch my car. So I said, you're not doing anything anyway, so watch my car. Anyway, welcome. We had a crazy news day today. What a day for news. Anyway, I was going
to
mention.
I refuse to listen to
it. I didn't watch it.
You're out?
I'm out of sync with the news. Yeah. I've been just paying attention. Am I there? Did I see any news?
Well, you heard about the fire in New York.
Yes.
Caused by a child.
Oh, yes. The little boy was left by himself in the kitchen. Yeah. 3-year-old and started the fire with the stove.
Yeah.
She got the news. 3-year-old playing with a cooker. Started the blaze that killed 12 people.
Yeah, and they said, I was listening on the way here.
Did hear about it.
The fire chief said that it spread so quickly because she left the door open. The mom. She got their kids out.
Where was
the door
mom?
Wide open. I don't know. She came in. She was like, oh, my God, the house is on fire.
Yeah.
Got the kids out and then left the front door open, and then it just, like, flew up the stairs.
Oh, the air current got sucked in because of the fire.
If she'd shut it, it wouldn't. Hasn't that awful?
It's so, like a bachelor.
She shut the door.
Did the mom die?
No, dude, she lived and her kids lived, and then the four other kids in the building died, and along with 8 other adults.
That's
some karma
that
you have to face.
That shows you.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
Happy New
what
Year.
What goes on? Yeah, because
we have to be attentive.
And also, one
Don't
of my favorite
so
people
kids,
in
please,
the world,
ladies.
Rose Marie died. Rose Marie, who played in Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, yes.
Rose
Baby
Marie, I
Rose
met.
Rose Marie, she was a singer.
Yeah, in fact, she dated Bugsy Siegel.
Did she
really? She had an interesting life. And Rose, you know, when you met her?
I'm sure he was
She said, you call me Rose.
Oh.
And she used to perform at the Screen Actors Guild. They have that's where she was living, the facility out in Woodland Hills.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that place.
And she was living there, and she was talking about the days of Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
About Mary Tyler Moore.
Wait, who'd she play on that show?
She played the writer.
One of the writers.
She played the writer.
The comedy writer.
One of the writers. And she was... Dick Van Dyke had something really nice to say. He said, Rosie was the comic genius behind all of us.
Wow.
And that's what and she was. She was 94 years old. She died yesterday. And she also, by the way, was a Broadway star.
Well, I knew she was a child star. But
She started when she was 3 years old.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's a great time to start. A little prodigy.
And she met people from, Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
And those she started in the 20s.
Right, because she had the voice like an adult. That was her whole
that's,
thing.
I know, I'm remembering what she was,
She was that one, you remember, Maury Amsterdam.
Yes, Maury Amsterdam.
And Maury Amsterdam and her were very close to the end. She talked about him at Dick Van Dyke Show. But anyway, a little more about Rose Marie that you guys didn't know. She had that raspy voice.
Yes.
Quick wit and ever-present. Bowing her a bow. She had the bow in the air.
Yeah. Oh, always the little bow.
Yeah, little bow. And her career as a child performer began when she was 3, which we mentioned. Yep. Rosemarie worked for 9 decades. Can you imagine?
That's
nine
amazing.
Decades.
Oh, yeah, she was 94.
And worked in, the musicals and theater. Mm-hmm. She worked from talking about Clark Gable. She worked with Clark Gable.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine Clark Gable? And she worked with talking about Fairbanks, Douglas Fairbanks. Those were the days.
People, you should get those old black and white movies.
Oh, she,
and
well, you know what they, she did?
Watch them again. They were fabulous.
She was going to write her life story about her deal with Bugsy Siegel. He liked her.
Uh-huh.
Bugsy Siegel had her play in Vegas in the 40s.
Wow.
Right? Oh, boy.
And then her name was Rose Marie Mazzetti.
Okay, Italian girl.
Italian girl. August 15, 1923 in New York City. She married, her husband was a musician, Bobby Guy. He was a trumpeter for The Tonight Show with Jack Parr.
Oh, okay.
And then he died. And she, ever since when he died, she was on every different show. And she was on Hollywood Squares.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember
yeah, that
was Hollywood
fun.
Squares?
Yeah.
Anyway, so our heart goes out to her Rosemary's family. And by the way, she is a legend.
Enjoyed.
She has a star at the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Did she live in L.A.? Is she a local?
She died
and she native?
At the Actors Guild.
She was in, you said, Bugsy Siegel's area. Was that, what state was that in?
No, Bugsy
California.
Siegel.
Was it California?
Mm-hmm. Was California. He lived in L.A.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie Bugsy?
Mm-hmm.
He was a mobster.
Yeah. Right. And so this is an L.A. mobster that she used to hang out with.
He brought her to Vegas. He helped her. He liked her a lot. He had so many women.
And Clooney did, too.
Can we bring that back home? Do we have anybody? That wants to call in and talk about that?
I'm talking about Rosemary. Bugsy Siegel's daughter just died.
Oh,
she wrote a book
there we go.
About her dad, that he was two different people.
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
And he was the wonderful father.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, of course he had to be.
Yes.
And well, he built the Vegas.
People.
Well, that was the other thing, yeah.
A whole
no, they
holy
always
secret
had that.
Self.
The family was separate.
Yeah.
Right, and they didn't know.
They
didn't know is how you have two souls.
You
remember the hotel?
It's a soul.
You didn't pay attention.
What's that Tommy gun in the closet?
Remember the hotel he founded?
Which hotel?
There's always a different story
Beverly
behind
Hills?
That one.
No, Vegas.
We all
Vegas.
Talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, 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 because she couldn't stand the little cheapy gambling place. So what they put it, what was that, the Flamingo?
Flamingo.
Sexy.
And Flamingo was
bringing
the first
sexy
hotel
back.
For immigration.
What?
Not immigration, but to have... Yeah, African American performers.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah,
because of Frank Sinatra.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, with Rosemary, we'll always remember her on Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
And then they have when you see the people that wrote about her, it was legendary meeting her.
I'm sure. Wow.
And it was also that was for us or my generation anyway to see a woman comedy writer.
Right.
I mean, and nobody was making a big deal out of it. It was just kind of that's what thing how it was.
Right.
So that was always very influential
what came
on
from
me.
That? What came from her comment? What show came from that?
Being a female screenwriter.
No, it came from that. Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore
show. And then from Mary Tyler Moore, Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown.
Yeah, those images have been out there.
Stan Mazin. He was our guest in here. And he was on the, not the Mary Tyler Moore show. It was going back to, I think, Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, getting back one quick thing. They're going to hold something at the motion picture home. They're going to have a gathering.
Oh, nice.
And we'll let people know, but she brought a lot of life, and she was a lot of life.
Yeah.
Rosemary, so she died at 94. Now.
A lot of life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she,
and I think awesome she was a wonderful role model for being an adult woman.
Yeah,
sure.
And she never
God's
talked
gift.
Bad about Hollywood.
Yeah.
And
world.
She wrote a book about her. What happened with her life in Hollywood.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the feminine side.
Yeah, and one day it'll be a movie. It'll be an interesting movie.
Yeah.
Because
it'll
talk about Bugsy Siegel.
Yep.
It'll talk about Gotti.
Is anyone in here
John
going
Gotti.
To be?
John Gotti's father.
Wow.
Because you've got to remember, in those days, when in Hollywood, like The Godfather, you remember the scene in The Godfather where he says, you talk to this guy to get me the film role. That's how it
worked. Part two.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Was it like
there
it was like
there
that?
There was a lot of that, yes.
Horses and heads and beds.
Right?
Well, that was the point. Was that's true? That's a true story.
Yeah.
But what happened was, it was the story of Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
No. Is that really true?
Is it?
Yes. Oh, I didn't
wow.
know.
Wow. Some secret.
Yeah.
I
know.
The guy who played the actor.
Right,
my family had mafia connections. My mother's family.
And Frank Sinatra owed them a lot.
Yeah.
Owed the a lot. Well, no, he owed the family a lot for getting him the role. What was the first role? What was the movie role?
I don't know.
You remember the movie role?
What?
From Here to Eternity.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We do our trivia.
He was so skinny. He was, very skinny.
So who was his wife? You remember who married to that?
Was he married to Reagan's wife?
No.
At that one point? Hold on. I don't remember.
No, Frank Sinatra had. His wife was very quiet, and then he suddenly had an affair. A very quiet lady.
Oh.
Nancy. Her name was Nancy.
Nancy Reagan?
That's what I thought it was like. Didn't she?
She was quiet, but you know how he did it. He in those days, they with the media, you want to find it. Go just rumors.
Yeah, it was always rumors.
And then who did he date? You remember who he dated?
I remember that Joey Heatherton, I think.
No, before Joey Heatherton.
And then Mia Farrow, he dated.
Before Mia Farrow.
Yeah.
She was in those days, she was like the very famous actress. She did
Crawford?
A lot of movies.
Joan Crawford. No.
Who?
Crawford, Joan Crawford?
No. Those two would never.
No, he was with her for a long time, and then that's when he went through a lot of changes. But it's interesting to bring up history.
Anyway, wait, who was it?
The actress, was, I thought she would know.
I thought she would know.
Okay. It was, he had Nancy, was the first wife, and she was an actress. He was his first cheat, but he had Betty.
Oh.
I don't even remember the wife I met with him at that event in Hollywood years ago.
I met Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara, yeah.
Barbara died last year.
Yeah.
We'll get you that name.
Yes.
Anyway,
everybody's getting off the planet.
Anyway, what we're going to do real quick is
what a secret.
Now Trump.
That's awesome.
We were going to get a little news here. Trump believes Russia probe will be fair. He said today that.
Oh, that's good.
He said that he believes he will be treated fairly.
Well, that's good.
The investigator and the alleged Russian meddling in the U.S. election.
Let's emphasize the fact that we encouraged that.
Yeah.
So just hold tight and everything will be okay.
Right, exactly. What's going on.
Yeah.
We'll see what the movie is.
In it. Yep.
Anyway, there's been a tension lately between the White House and the inquiry, and Mr. Trump has had to deny planning to fire lead investigator Robert Mueller. And Mueller's a Republican and is a good guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know, and very honest, you know.
It's interesting that he said that today because I was expecting him to fire Mueller.
Me too.
Over Christmas.
That would have been Trump's bye-bye.
Yeah, you think
Once he does that, bye-bye.
But then the Republican, they have to do the impeaching, they don't want to do that.
Well, no, you know what's going on?
They're not open about
the elections. The Democrats, the elections are coming.
I know.
And they may lose a lot of seats.
Can't wait.
They may lose a lot of
Can we start over?
Well, once the Democrats.
This is like being with my Italian family where there were conversations back and forth.
Yeah. Anyway,
and everybody
if the Democrats get in, then you'll have impeachment.
Yeah.
That's just going to happen.
Yep.
You know who said that? Lawrence O'Donnell.
Let's get something
on MSNBC. Anyway, Korea is very angry with the U.S. North Korea.
North Korea is very angry with who?
With the U.S. And what they're doing is they're
going
to have launching of a missile tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Oh, and yes.
They can't wait. They're just so patient.
Yeah.
It's their time. The old prediction is a Korean prediction that I heard about in the 1980s from some Korean people.
What was the prediction?
The prediction was that it's their time to shine. Their time
Koreans?
Yes, to have people on planet Earth recognize their fabulousness.
God bless you, North Korea. God bless you, North Korea.
I'm happy for you, North Korea.
We all know we shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah. Well, anyway, South Korea has revealed
flowers.
One other thing about they have the embargo and other things.
Yeah.
South Korea revealed yesterday that they seized a Hong Kong registered ship last month suspected of supplying oil to the North.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The
I heard
international
this going
sanctions.
On
so that's going on.
Yeah, there's all this behind the scenes stuff going on though.
Yeah,
always.
Levels.
And we got
levels,
some UFO levels. Stuff we're going to mention.
But you know what else is freaky about the whole North Korea stuff is the Olympics are going to be there
in
coming
South
up.
Korea.
It's
South Korea,
terrifying.
Not South, the well, South Democratic
Korea.
Republic
sorry,
of North Korea.
No, I know,
Korea.
But in South Korea,
that's what
and
I love
like
about it.
The Democratic
Republic of North Korea.
Right.
There you go.
I love a good title. Yeah.
Anyway, now we're going to break into talk about your play.
Oh, great!
Introduce yourself to my audience.
Sure, my name's Heidi Solzman.
Heidi Solzman. Lovely to have you.
Are you
here.
From L.A.?
I'm originally from Denver.
Oh, me too.
Are you?
Yes, born in Denver back a long time ago.
Yeah? Yes. What neighborhood?
Well, it was Rocky Mountain Orthopedic Hospital back then.
Okay.
And we lived in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like born under a wandering star. And then we went to Texas, and then we went back to New York where they were from.
Well, right on.
Yeah, yeah.
Denver's an awesome city.
And I've been to the town where they have the massacre.
Oh, Columbine! Yeah, a lot of my cousins went to that high school.
I bet.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell us about yourself.
Oh, sure. So I'm an actress in Los Angeles, obviously. Been out here for a long time, 19 years, and doing a play called Bugaboo and the Silent One.
Okay.
At the Lounge Theater on Santa Monica Boulevard, opens next week, January 6th, and runs through the 27th. And it's about two women who forge a friendship while incarcerated in jail. My character is there. It's based in West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And my character's in jail, waiting her permanent assignment to a women's prison, but she's out on her three strikes. She's nonviolent.
When you mean three strikes.
So the three strikes rule, right? Sure, of course. So California, I think, just overturned it, I believe. But three strikes and you're out law, regardless of...
So you commit crimes.
Yeah, three crimes, maybe robbery. In my case, it was drugs. Buying drugs.
Your character's case?
My character's case.
Thank you. Okay. I just wanted to...
Your character has kids.
I'm on parole just
to... Your character has kids.
Yeah, my character has kids.
Hold on one second. We're going to get this call real quick.
Sure.
Hello, you're on Cameron Sports and Life. Welcome. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Michelle from Miski and the... from the Miski Mountain Boys.
Oh, yes. She's going to be playing tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
If you want to see a wonderful... I call you country... I call you mountain music. We are
bluegrass and swing and jazz.
Oh, fabulous.
She's playing. Now tell people where you're playing tomorrow. Get the last tickets.
Well, I actually have to say the show has unfortunately sold out. It is a wait list only.
That's awesome.
They've been up to you. Anyway, you played here live. We're going to get you back to play live in the studio.
Oh, that's always wonderful.
We would love to do that.
Yes, I was here. I remember.
We would love
voice.
To do that. Yeah. Yes, yeah. No, we had a great time.
So tell us about your new album. You have a new album out?
Well, we're actually working on a lot of new arrangements. The thing that we're kind of focusing on is our specialty is when we miskify a tune. And so that's when we take something, let's say like old Joe Clark, which is a very classic bluegrass tune. And then we put it with Rhapsody in Blue and then it becomes Rhapsody in Bluegrass. And so we have a tendency to take and like mix tunes together that way.
Yes.
And come up with something. So we're working on, that's really kind of our signature thing that we do.
Yes,
and so we're blending. We kind of call it going through the musical looking glass.
Which
is wonderful.
Cool. Which is cool. Now you're going to be playing at the Coffee Gallery, which is out in Altadena.
Okay. Yes, we're playing there tomorrow, but it seems since the show sold out so fast, we probably will go back again soon.
Oh, good.
So that would be good, but we'll keep you guys in the storm for sure.
Yeah, we'll have you play live in studio. Yeah, we have...
Yeah, we'd love to come do that.
Yeah, we have Danny in studio.
Yes, we're all here.
We have Cassandra.
Hello.
And we
Hi!
And we have a guest, actress.
Hi, Heidi.
So anyway, so... You'll
good, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
Yeah, so...
Great, actually.
I was going to ask you, your last album, what was it called so people can buy it?
It was called, that was another one of our favorites, Miski Before Breakfast. There's another bluegrass tune called Whiskey Before Breakfast, and of course we miskified it, so now it's Miski Before Breakfast.
I'm telling you.
You got to get that.
Anyway,
kicking.
Have you never been to the Coffee Gallery? It's a cute, a quaint place.
Yeah.
Up in Altadena.
Altadena, what street?
I remember that. Did you guys play
there
once
before? What street are you guys on?
That's the last location.
We've played there. Yeah, we've played there tons of times. And we always love playing there because, the crowds are wonderful and it's very intimate. And, we've played, a lot bigger venues. And the thing is when, you're at the Coffee Gallery, you really get, to really just connect with the audience because they're right there. And it's really such a wonderful, intimate environment. Bob Stain does such a great job. And he has, top people come through there. So it's always great.
And also you have that spirit of the New Year's.
New Year's parade right around there.
I know, right? Yeah. Right, exactly.
Way,
we actually played at the Tournament of Roses last year.
Oh, we did.
We were the headlining band on the Tournament of Roses stage last year. So it was a lot of fun. But that's what I was saying. We can play something like that, but we always love playing at the Coffee Gallery because it's, wonderful to see.
One thing I was going to mention, we are going to be part of the, we had the fun parade. Remember we
the doodah parade.
Yeah, we're gonna be,
that was so
what
fun.
We're going to be doing is we're talking with them. We're going to film it with TV and try to get it live back
fun.
On television.
Cool.
Live on television.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
And it was on Channel 13 for a long time, and Channel 13 because of ratings, took it off. But we're going to try to get Channel 5, KTLA, to put it on.
Probably because those guys don't wear underwear.
Well, because Dude Dot Parade is fun.
There's the radioactive chicken. You're talking about the radioactive chicken.
Yeah, what happened with the Dude Dot Parade?
The band.
They got into the politics. They got into the politics that day.
They walked around with canoes without underwear on them.
With the Clintons. Yeah. And they didn't have them on. But anyway, let's get back to you. So anyway, you'll be playing around the Valley area.
We're
going to
hear
LA.
Music. Great music.
Yeah, we'll be playing around. I mean, we're really working on our new stuff right now, and so Bob wanted us to come in and try it out. And one of the great things about going to Bob's place is we can go and try stuff out, and we're like, hey, what'd you guys think? Because, you know, you don't get to do that every place. We actually did a big concert over at the Disney Studios, but we had to, of course, stick to the, you know, kind of the set list kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to try new stuff out when you're doing something like that. But
well, that's
you know, we're kind
market.
Of like using the coffee gallery as our guinea pigs.
Well, coffee gallery is a great place.
Smart.
And by the way,
that's a great
go
place.
There,
yeah.
It's in Altadena. We don't have the address.
We have the address. Do you have the exact address?
No? It's way up on Lake. It's way above Woodbury.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Go all the way up Lake Street. It's not very hard to find.
Yeah,
Woodbury, right? Yeah.
No, the sheriff's
it's above Washington.
There.
It's above Washington, and I think below Woodbury. No, but anyway, it's way up. It's right on the border of Altadena and Pasadena.
Okay. Cool.
Good.
Cool.
We're all watching out for you.
All right. So have a good show tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Have a good
for sure.
Show
hey,
tomorrow.
Listen. I have the guys over here.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
We're all practicing. So
you
I can try to put them on speakerphone if you want to hear them.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Hold on.
This is called live music.
Hey, so we're live on radio.
Great.
What song could we play? What do you want to do? Do you want to sing something? Do you want to do Window Faces South or something? All right, here we go. Okay. I'm going to put you on speaker. Let me know if you can hear me, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, you are live with the Misky Mountain Boys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey,
welcome. There, guys.
All right, so we're going to do one of our favorite tunes, which is called My Window Faces South. See if you can hear it.
Okay.
My window faces that, and though I'm half with a heaven, so it is falling, but all I can see will feel the cotton boys smiling back at me, cause my window faces that. And though I'm far from Charlie, I'm never frowning nor down in the mouth. My window faces south. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you guys have some fun? We had fun.
That was so much fun. Thank you.
Did
so
you like
much.
It? Yes. Yes. There you
great.
Go.
Sorry.
Thank
great.
You.
So
thank
there's,
you.
A, there's your private in. Concert.
Thank you so well, much.
That Anna, was on
so
air.
Much.
Thank you very
thank you
much.
For sharing
oh,
that.
Yay. Woo! You're yeah, welcome. Thank yeah. you for listening. It was great to talk to you guys.
Nice to see you. We'll get you live in studio soon.
That sounds great. Well, you guys have a great night, and thanks for letting us join in.
Yeah. No problem. Happy New Year.
For all those people out there.
Happy New Year. Yes, Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year.
Okay, take care. Thank you so much. That was Misty Mountain.
That was great.
Yes.
So good. Great. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
we're going to... We didn't go through your...
Oh. Let's get back to
Virginia,
you,
three strikes, and you're out.
I'm out.
Okay.
So, yeah, so my character's in there, three strikes, and she's out. Okay. 25 to life, she's been sentenced. She's got four kids.
Okay.
But she's come fully to Jesus recently, so that's what she's holding on to.
Right.
Help her get through it. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
So that's
be helpful.
Exactly. And then in scene two, she gets a new cellmate who has done something just horrendous.
Oh.
And she's kind of catatonic. She's not talking. So
because it was so emotionally violent.
So awful, what she did. And my character's whole goal in life is to get her to confess and you know, come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
okay.
So I don't want to reveal what the set
did.
You
gotta see the play.
See the play, yeah.
And where is it?
Where's the play?
Is there any comedy in it? Is there any
spin?
It is,
actually. So Marjorie Lewis Ryan is... a collaborator. I'm lucky enough to have, this is the fourth play that I've worked on with her, and she does tend to tackle really important societal issues, but all of her plays, she's hilarious in all of her plays. There's a lot of humor in it.
Oh, you have to. It's the only way you can survive going through that kind of stuff.
For sure.
You've got to be okay with wrecking people now, right?
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What about a little getting out to the film? Getting, you know, on film.
What do you mean? Me?
Putting it on film, yeah.
Oh, this? I don't know that's in the works for this play.
You never know.
Just to document the performance.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
And put it on
then you can put it out on YouTube.
On the channels.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely tape it. So maybe that's it. But yeah, so it's at the Lounge Theater. Opens next Friday.
Okay.
And runs through the 27th. And that's on Santa Monica and El Centro.
Tickets?
Kind of
in
the hood.
What tickets?
Yeah, Gold Star, brownbagtickets.com as well. So goldstar.com, brownbagtickets.com.
Okay,
please come see it. Tickets are selling pretty well.
It sounds like
fun. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a show in a while.
Nice New Year's.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Hey, and you got nice restaurants right by.
Right around. There's some, the neighborhood's,
some good Peruvian
it's a little hoodie over there, but there's some.
Enjoy, people. Great food. Is it, how large is the theater? Is it 99 seats?
No, it's a 60 seat theater, and we've done all of our shows there. Yeah,
good. Okay. Well, you guys need to bring it in. You know,
what's that?
The small theaters need to bring in more.
It takes place in a prison cell, so it's kind of right there in it. You know,
Well,
maybe
we
should
have live
theaters.
Anyway, what we're
going to
do
a little bit? Maybe talk about that.
We have Samuel Singh, and I think in the back. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
By the way, she came from Phil Sokoloff.
Yes, I did.
Oh boy, thank you, Phil. Thank you, Phil.
Yeah. And by the way, do you have any information on the play?
What do you mean? Like, when is it?
Information.
Like, when is it starting?
No.
Little brochure with me?
Yeah.
Phil, I think, sent it over to you guys, stuff.
Okay.
So you've got,
so that people know.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Then
yeah.
We're moving forward.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
No problem. Okay, anyway, get a Sam.
Okay.
We're going to have another singer.
Oh, cool. That was that young man I saw out there.
Yeah.
Very dapperly dressed.
Dapperly dressed.
They come dapperly.
See, my show surprises people.
It's fabulous.
Very,
that
we
was
surprised.
So wonderfully delightful.
But Misty Mountain, wonderful.
I love bluegrass. I love that. I love that whole time along the Mississippi, and all the music that was generated. I think it's like one of the best times that we have in this country.
Hello. You look familiar.
Who's that?
Hello.
Hello.
He's going to sing.
Hello.
He's going to sing. Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Welcome.
Put on your headset. And we haven't seen you in a long time.
I know.
How you doing, man?
I'm great.
So tell us about 2018. That's yes. coming up.
I know. 2018 is right around the corner.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's right around the corner. Well, first of all, 2017 was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Along with a little Hell on Earth and a whole lot of other great things. I just got back from Seattle. So I did a show in Seattle, and it was fun. But one of the things that that I'm planning for this year is I'm finishing up my new album.
Oh, how cool!
Which That's is cool. called is actually called Already Famous, and my last album. Was able to make nominations for Best Pop and R&B for Independent.
So you're gonna be having Grammys?
Not for the Grammys because the cutoff time is June. So it didn't make the cutoff time.
Okay, we'll be there. We'll wait deadly. For the next one.
So the next year you're up for the next year, I would imagine. Can you be up?
Yes.
To, okay.
Yes.
Good.
For the.
And what is your name, young
yeah,
man?
Yeah, introduce your lady friend,
Samuel Sings.
Samuel Sings.
Okay. And I brought. I actually brought a female actress, friend of mine. You can introduce yourself and take.
I'm Cameron McKenzie. I'm a friend of Samuel's.
We have two Camerons at this
I'm
table.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
We're lucky. Yeah. So now, what are you doing?
I work with Samuel. We've done some filming for some of his music videos and some of his other projects. I've recently relocated to California from...
From where?
Portland, Oregon, where I grew up.
Portland, Oregon!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I grew up doing mostly theatrical performance there, like stage.
Uh-huh.
And so I've recently switched to film and... music video.
So what do you think of
LA?
This
is the place to be.
What do you think of LA?
I love the weather. It's
the weather's nice. The competition's crazy.
Yes, it is. But I was really fortunate to meet Samuel early in my time here. So we've started working together.
Samuel's got great personality, great on stage presence. So what are we going to do tonight? What are you going to perform?
Well, I am actually going to do a song that a lot of people know. And I'm also going to do a song off in my new music.
Okay.
So I don't know when you want me to do this, but just let me know. Let me know when you want me to.
Well, I'd love to hear something.
Isaac? No, Isaac's not here. I don't know where he's.
Oh, I thought maybe Isaac was gone.
Yeah.
So now tell us, you want to do a cappella? What do you want to do?
Let's do it.
Acapella is always so beautiful, and this is the time of year to hear acapella.
Yeah. Listen, let me ask you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. What? Who's your favorite singer? Who is to say? Let's take jot down memory lane. Who would be like your favorite singer?
Well, that would be Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Followed by, of course, Etta James. I mean, I cried when that woman died. She's also Italian heritage, and I just...
Yeah.
So,
at last.
And American. Yeah, and American. Yeah. And that, because I was the first generation born in this country from immigrants. So there was a resonance that was similar between us because of our background. So I really liked her a lot. And then, of course, Christmas is not Christmas without... Nat King Cole.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, Leontine Price. She was the opera singer. She was incredible. And then, what's her name? Who I keep forgetting. The Greek singer who had
Vicky.
She was opera singer. She was amazing.
So now,
anyway, so that's my thing.
Yeah.
There you have
a public opinion poll.
Yes.
So how about...
Yeah.
We're gonna. How about I do? Hold up for me, because I'm gonna I'm gonna dedicate this song to you.
Oh, how sweet of you! Thank you.
All the ladies out there just listening.
Yeah.
Put my radio voice.
Her name is Cassandra.
Cassandra, you might know this group right here. Okay. I've got sunshine. On a cloudy day. Oh, when it's cold outside, I've got the the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, I'm talking about my girl, yeah.
Yeah!
Thank you so much. I hope every lady out there, isn't this what we want to hear coming out of the mouths of men? This is what we want to hear coming. Not the other stuff.
Not the sexual. The other stuff.
Put it in the hood. That's trap music.
It's like you're never going to have a good relationship with a woman. You keep listening to that stuff.
Now let me ask you: on your new album, are you going to do a lot of old classics? Or you do some
new album? L.A. Where it's at? I said it's where the dreams come true. Hey, yeah, it's where the dreams come true. Yeah, I give you a scene of you. You can come with me. You can be a movie star. L.A., where is that? That's actually from my old album, which, you know, came out a couple months ago. I think it's about four months ago.
People want to buy it? How could they get it?
So if you Google Samuel Sings on Spotify, iTunes, so far on SoundCloud, I've gone to 20 million plays already on SoundCloud. So this album is called Already Famous, and when I say that this is probably the best work that I've put together, I was telling Cam, you know, was having a conversation about, you know, just me working on this. And my days have been starting off at like 2 o'clock in the like 2 a.m. is when I wake up.
Oh my god!
And like 10:30, 11 is when I'm like going to sleep.
Artist, man.
Yeah.
So like putting
because it's quieter at night. There's less human vibration in the collective unconscious, and it becomes easier to hear yourself think and create and be connected to the muses.
Yeah.
Yes, most assuredly. Yeah.
And that's what it's been. It's just been a lot of like, you know, but the album is almost basically done, and we have some features that we already have been working on. And I go on tour. I go on a 14-city tour.
Wow. Oh,
nice. Good
for
you.
At the end of February, leading all the way.
Where are you going? What cities?
I'm going to, actually going to go to Orlando, Florida, going to do Miami, going to do Charlotte, going to do New York City. We're going to do Austin,
where Texas. New York?
Good.
New York.
New York, Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn's happening. Yeah. Brooklyn is like the place that's happening.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot.
Manhattan got just too full of itself.
Yeah. I still
And now you're going to be playing, your tour goes all the way to?
It goes for about 2.5 months. So,
okay, so where's the last city?
The last city is going to be here.
L.A.
It's
going to
be L.A. Yeah,
we'll have you on live.
I do a show. Do two shows next month in L.A. But the last city after the tour, I mean after I finish, you know, the other cities are going to be in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice. Are you going to be in the Bay Area?
And yes.
You tell our audience,
San Francisco,
EBS Radio.
Okay, when?
We're on their diet on the. On the tuning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tell about San Francisco.
Yes, that is March. That's in March.
Oh, okay.
March
is coming up.
I have to pull up a date, but that's in
March. You're just coming fast.
San Francisco proper or Oakland?
Oakland and okay. San Francisco. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So we're. It's crazy because it's like, the prep for it is amazing because it's work because you know
logistics,
I'm not just a singer, I'm a singer, dance, performer.
So you're a marketer.
So if you like the Bruno Mars and if you like Chris Brown, that's one of the things that I bring to the stage. I don't just bring just singing, I bring in, you know, dancers and having dancers, you know, to be alongside, it's like a for me, it's like a plus, you know, and that's what I love to do when I'm on stage. So, you know, I just did a sold out show in Seattle about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And I, you know, we got it on videotape. And let me tell you, like, I was dancing and I did a split.
And
the DJ, guy was like, he was like, oh my goodness, he did a split.
Well, it is. Yeah, we haven't seen that. Yeah.
Well, he's got flexibility. You have a lot of James Brown.
Yes.
Brown.
He was a showman. Yes.
Otis Redding.
Yeah.
Because, you know, on The Voice, his voice is unique.
Yeah.
And now on the new album, will you have any stuff? Will you have blues? You will have pop?
Funk. Listen, funk. Check this out. Okay. So listen, I do on this album, there is some trap music, but it's not like I don't downgrade
anyone.
Personally, I don't grab women on myself, and that's just my style. Like I that's not how I when I write or whatever.
It's not your personality,
right?
Yeah, it's just
not your reality.
Style.
Yeah.
However, what I will say is, like, with this album, I wanted to do. I heard Pharrell say this and Bruno Mars say this, and they was like, "Oh, it's like, well, how do you write a hit? Or how do you?" And it's like, you know. And both of them said the same thing. It's like, you just write a song that feels good.
Exactly, because that's how you're channeling that. Exactly. That's how you channel the creativity.
Exactly.
Yes, most assuredly. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And that's
he's
what
got
I
a good
like.
Career.
No, and the structure of that art form of music is interesting in its own way. And it's, you know, it's just sometimes, you know, the lyrics of what I just, why do I have to listen to this?
Yeah. some of them get very hard.
You know, and people don't want people calling them names. Why do you get off calling other people names?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the honest.
Let's get back to him real quick.
Sweetheart.
Is getting back to on the music end.
Uh-huh.
You know, tell us who are your influences?
So far, and over the period of time, I would definitely say Bruno Mars has been one. Michael Jackson, you know, definitely. Marvin Winans on the gospel side. Boyz II Men on the R&B. You know, those are some of the ones that Stevie Wonder, big fan of Stevie Wonder.
Stevie, if you're listening.
Yeah, I want to do a movie on with Stevie. And I have a couple of friends in the industry who has worked with Stevie Wonder and a number of artists. And you know, it's crazy. I've lived in L.A. thus far for about almost 5 years. Now I'm beginning to work with, like, major people in the industry. And I try to tell people, like, listen. Like,
that was good. That's not, you know, it's not a long period of time. This, well, the other people we had were, like, 15.
Yeah.
19, 20. 20. 30.
Yeah.
So you're in sync. Yeah.
It takes time. It takes time. And I feel like, you know, my thing is, like, I wanted my music to get to a certain level and quality and kind of develop a stage name, because I went from Samuel J. Moore to Samuel Sings, and now I've branded myself to where I'm selling merch and people know me now as Samuel Sings to where, like, you know, in the industry, I feel like now I'm able to have a respectable, like, name, you know.
Well, you have some clout.
You're up. You're there.
Yeah, you have some clout.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have
some
clout.
So anyway, what I was going to say is, when you get the album complete, please come back.
Yes.
Come back.
Yes.
And what I was going to mention is that you're going to be on tour. When does it start?
The tour starts in February. Cam and myself, we're gonna actually shoot a music video and a short film. And then, and we're going to do that in the month of January. And then the tour will begin in the end of February. So
it's a nice time to tour.
You'd be awesome to come back here right
around
the
beginning
of February.
Yeah, let's get back. We want it back.
Come on. Yeah.
We want it back. We missed you, you know.
I know. It's been
we missed you. We had him on when Isaac brought you in. But anyway, thank you very much. And now you'll be performing too?
Yes. I'll be performing alongside him in the music video. I do. I don't usually sing with Samuel.
She like musicals. So she's like, you know.
You want to give us a sample?
Like, she's all with the musicals.
You want to give us a sample of your voice?
Oh, sure. 7 a.m. the usual morning lineup. Start on the chores and sweep till the floor's all clean. Polish and wax, do laundry and mop and shine up. sweep again, and by then it's like 7:15, so I'll read a book, or maybe two or three. I'll add a few new paintings to my gallery. I'll play guitar and knit and cook and basically just do the same thing I've always been. And just keep wondering, 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 and wondering, when will my life begin?
Very wow. Broadway, very Broadway, yeah. Very
what was that from? What?
She's
very
that was from the movie Tangled.
Tangled. Oh, no. There you go. And you'll be on, you're going to do your own, you'll be with sing with Sam, but you'll be doing your own.
Yeah, eventually, mm-hmm.
Then
yeah.
Do some rock and roll. Rock and roll, yeah. Blues. Yeah. Blues. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Man. Sam, we love having you. You know that.
Yes, thank you so much. So, guys, please, if you are, those that are, everyone that's listening, go to Samuel Sings, that's with a Z, .com and join my mailing list. We have started to package and get together hats. Each week that a fan shares my Facebook and Instagram, what I do is the fans that shared the most, we put aside a hat and an autograph and send it out.
That's
to them.
Nice.
That's so very nice. It's
so
very
free
good.
Merch. Free merch. If whenever you join the mailing list, but you got to join the mailing list, and so we can keep you up to date with like my shows, my tour, and when I open up for Justin Timberlake in 2018, which you believe that's going to happen.
Okay, it's right out there.
You know what?
It's out there.
Everything's possible. Just say that, and that's what we always talk about.
Yeah,
it's possible.
Yeah.
Now I get to UFO news.
Okay.
Your UFO news. Anyway, I got an interesting story because people have been asking about UFO news. UFO existence proven beyond reasonable doubt.
By who?
Let me get it.
It's true.
Says,
it's like, you know,
Forbes had unreasonable doubt. A Pentagon alien program. The existence of UFOs have been proved beyond reasonable doubt, according to the head of the secret Pentagon program that analyzed the mysterious aircrafts. And it says, the use of the term UFO, it doesn't limit that. It goes further. You know, there's more than that. What I was going to mention, we got more news. We got more news today.
Well, this is more and more stuff's going to come out because we're building up for the summer 2020.
That's it.
With the make-believe first contact.
Well, anyway,
more stuff's going to be coming
out.
Anyway,
December 29th, this year there was structures found at Tycho Crater in NASA. And they've been having more about the Earth's moon. More information been coming out. Finding information about past civilizations.
On the moon?
On the moon.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And then alien structure and crater on planet Mercury.
On Mercury?
Mercury, they found.
Okay.
Planet Mercury, Mariner 10, which is a rover mission. Alien structure force today on Mercury. And what we were going to say is, Scott Carpenter, I got a thing about UFOs. Past UFO sightings by astronauts in their own words.
Yeah.
Scott Carpenter said, at no time when the astronauts were in space were they alone.
He said, exactly. Even on the moon.
He said there was a constant surveillance by UFOs, and he said it was going on and on and on. And a UFO caught on security camera in Australia, UFO near the building. And also, it's going to end up, the UFO was caught on security cam, shows a disc object from the side view shooting out of some large clouds and across the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So things are happening.
Well,
and by the way, next week,
we're getting more and more exposure before.
Next week, we're going to have more. Yeah. And then there was a guy that was that doubted everything, and we've got his news, which is kind of crazy.
He doubted all the UFO stuff?
Yeah. He was doubting
you know,
what's going
Cameron,
on.
Cameron, I said this at a meeting I went to years ago. This is the Earth is flat issue of our time.
Right, right.
That's what it is. It's
well,
just
Neil,
at another point.
Neil deGrasse Tyson appears to be working for U.S. government to hide alien existence. And okay. he always says, invite me for dinner. Aliens for dinner. But it doesn't work like that.
Right.
He's talking about nonsense, and when it is real, people are seeing things they have never seen before. And then Elon Musk is going to launch his car to the space, to Mars, next month.
He's sending a probe to Mars?
Sending a probe to Mars.
Good for
him.
Isn't
that interesting? So that's all the UFO news. Anyway, we've got a next week. We'll be in 2018. Can you imagine? Where did it all go? But thank you very much, Sam.
I know Y2K. I remember Y2K.
Y2K. Well, thank you very much. Good luck in your career.
Yes, good luck, young people.
And then, of course, Cassandra.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Danny Cruz,
Danny Cruz,
the young lady that came.
Man.
But thank you very much. Have a wonderful New Year's. We wish you everyone a happy New Year's.
Be safe.
LA Talk Radio.
Save your money.
Save your money. How much money? What money? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway,
that's what I mean.
Anyway, have a wonderful, peaceful holiday. And remember, there's another day after New Year's Day. All right. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful day. There we go. Little dance.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.